Good afternoon, everyone. I see a few folks who are still streaming in there. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're all enjoying Build 2017 as much as we are. In this session, we'll be talking about how to build intelligence into your business applications using the Bing APIs. My name is Brian King. I'm the Group Program Manager for the Bing APIs, and I'm joined by
Ansu. Good to meet you folks. I'm the Software Engineering Manager on Bing APIs, and our team works on the API platform. We are excited to be here today to kind of show you some of the cognitive services and Bing APIs in action.
Yes, it's really compelling to be here. Actually, as I look around the room, I see some of you that I talked to over the last couple of days on the Totem floor. And it's really compelling to hear your stories. We love hearing the multitude of ways that you guys have used our APIs over the last few years. And it's you come up with really, really creative ways to use this stuff that we don't even think of ourselves. So it's fantastic. So it's really, really great to be here talking to you today. So as we talk about the Bing APIs, it's important that we step back for a moment and we talk about the Microsoft Cognitive Services, because of course, the Bing APIs are made available through the Microsoft Cognitive Services. That makes a number of areas available to you through speech, vision, search, language, and knowledge. That through deep machine learning, AI-driven capabilities, you can add more human interactions to your applications, and of course, add knowledge to your applications. We think that the cognitive services can really help anyone, any developer, accelerate their journey towards using AI in their apps, and that's what we're all about today. If we drill a little bit deeper, this is actually the full set of APIs that you can try out today for free at microsoft.com/cognitive. There's an array of APIs up there. For example, computer vision, teach your computer how to see, face API, emotion API, point it at a face and determine how the person is feeling, various sentiment analysis. Or you could use the linguistic analysis and language features to determine the user's intent. So you've got a bunch of capabilities there that are really doing the heavy lifting for you that wasn't possible just a few years ago. I've highlighted a few here. I've highlighted the Bing APIs, which are really about connecting developers to knowledge, and that's what we're going to focus on today and talk about in depth. But you can try these out today at microsoft.com/cognitive, or go to your favorite search engine and type in Microsoft Cognitive Services, and you'll find us there too.
So what are these Bing Search APIs about? Let's talk a little bit about it. It is essentially getting the world's knowledge into your applications, whether you are like an enterprise developer or a commercial app developer. It's about using these RESTful services, and because they're RESTful, you can use it in any platform. They are built to standards, so they give you the ability to get programmatic results through JSON. And we use schema.org, so we rely on standards. They are built at internet scale. So they are tested at scale. You can use it for your commercial applications. And they are secure, which is most important as well as you use these services. At Build, we are announcing the preview of our latest version, V7. There is some new functionality here that's interesting. And there is a lot of interesting improvements, like one of the big ones is around performance. So as you look at this list, of course, because they are Bing APIs, they do search really well. They do search at good relevance. But they are also useful beyond search. Many of our partners come up with interesting ways of using them. Some interesting ones that we have seen over the time is people use it for like competitive analysis. We are going to see an example through a demo today. People also use it for doing plagiarism detection or doing all sorts of interesting scenarios that we haven't even thought of. So that's what we feel these APIs are all about, us giving you the capability and you coming up with creative ways of using them. So we're going to drill down a little bit into one example, which is the Bing Web Search API. Essentially, this is about what you see on Bing. Many of these answers you can get in a programmatic form. It's very easy to call. We have put an example up there of the cognitive endpoint. Really speaking, that's all you need. Of course, you can use many other parameters to kind of curate your request, to kind of give it different parameters to do different results. But the simple case scenario, I'm taking an example. Let's say you're searching for the word NASA, and you would expect to see web pages, of course, but you'd expect to see images, videos, related searches. So you can get all of those. There's an example on the middle of that page which shows you in collapsed form some of the things that you'd get for this specific query. There is one thing to drill down into, which we call the ranking response. So this essentially gives you signals of what are the most relevant answers for this request. So you can use these signals to lay out results if you are rendering a page, or you can use it to select things that are most relevant for your scenario. The next thing we are going to talk a little bit about is the vertical APIs beyond the search one that we just talked about, where you can get all these relevant results. You can declare your intent. So we look at three examples here: image, videos, and news. By calling those endpoints, essentially you, through your app or your caller, are saying, hey, I'm looking for images, so give me more results, give me filters that I can use. You can use things like searching images of a certain size. You can say, hey, give me image results that have a certain license expectation. We are going to see examples where you can do things like image insights, where you know you can know more about the image as well. So the important thing here to keep in mind is the rich metadata that comes back with these results. There are two other examples where you can get trending images or trending videos or trending news results as well. There are two other APIs that I didn't list out here, AutoSuggest and Speller. Those are also available in interest of slide space and time. I didn't put it there. But these are all available. As Brian mentioned, they are free for use, so you can basically sign up for free, try them out, and get all this rich results for your scenarios.
Great, great. That's fantastic. So the vigilant among you will have noticed in one of the earlier slides that we included a new category that we announced at Build. We're really excited to announce our custom search preview. Now, you can go try this out today, again, yourself at customsearch.ai. It's free to try out, and we'll be going to general availability beyond preview a little later this year. And what can you use it for? Well, two main things. One, create a site search. So you own a company, you own a number of companies, you own multiple domains, and you want to create a search for just that specific site, or you want to create a search that covers multiple domains, you can create that site search. You can pick what's included. You can modify the ranking. You can boost results. And I'll demo all of this for you in a little bit. You can also use it to create a custom vertical search. So say you wanted to create a search that was the best health search engine, the best financial search engine. You like the Von Trapps because you're into the sound of music. You want to create a vertical around your core hobby. You can create that using the custom search. And we'll demo that for you in a little bit. But I want to move sort of quickly onto our coding demos. We're all developers here, and you know we don't want to kill you with slides. So we actually want to get into some of the live coding demos, which has you know the potential to go really wrong. So we'll need your support if that happens. We'll see what happens. But before we get into it, I just wanted to stress how easy it is to access these APIs. You go and sign up, you get a key, and you make that get call using whatever language you want. I got this question at the Totem yesterday. It's like, well, will this work if I'm using ABC operating system or ABC language? Yes. If you can call out to the web from your OS or your language, you can make a RESTful API call. you can use these APIs. So with that, let's move over to our coding demo. And I want to tell you a little bit of a story. So Jill works for a medium-sized applications company. She's working on a project for an external customer. And she got a recent ask. They said, hey, you know, we want to be able to do some competitive searches, do searches across the web, find out information by just taking pictures of our products. Is that something that you could put together in a couple of weeks?
Did you say 2 weeks or 2 months?
Yeah, 2 years, right? Because that sounds like something just not that long ago would have taken some time. So we're going to see here through our demo how we can use the Bing APIs and cognitive services to maybe accomplish that task for Jill.
Sure. I actually need you to sign in.
Oh, sorry.
So, it's interesting. She has been asked to do an image capture, which many applications can do, of course. But doing an image search is interesting. Of course, you can do text searches, right? But how do you analyze the image and actually search with the image? That's going to be kind of what we are going to see through this example. Now, I know Jill. She's a great dev. So when she gets this, she takes it as a challenge. She's going to try it out. So the first thing she does is she starts searching, hey, is there some AI or some interesting things available that I can go look? And she comes across.
You're going to be, yeah. You've got this.
We have got that, yeah? So she comes across the image search API. She plays around with it. Let's see a couple in action, like there's previews and JSON and all that. But the more interesting part is she sees something called Image Insights. That looks intriguing. And it talks about image metadata and looking for visually similar images and images with shopping intent. So that sounds interesting. And that's what we are going to do. I'm going to show you next a bit of a coding demo. So let's just walk through the scenario very briefly, and then we'll dive into the code. The scenario is capture an image. Using that image, search for results that are visually similar, and look for products that are visually similar as well, because she's been asked to do this competitive analysis thing. And then if you can, try and find the prices of those products. So that's what we are going to go look through. So she starts with a basic sample universal Windows app. You can just download it from Microsoft samples. That's what we started with. It's not a fancy demo. It's supposed to show you the integration of things. So you start there. It does a camera kind of capture. And once you have that image, what we are doing is essentially reading that image and putting it through a HTTP RESTful call. That's pretty much it. The two examples are going to be here, or the two things we are going to add to it. There is that subscription key that we talked about that you can use, get it for free to try out. So we are passing in that key. It's a programmatic API, so we are saying application JSON. That's the results we are going to get. Let's talk a little bit about the request parameters here that you can specify. If you remember the example of NASA, you were just passing in the query, right? But beyond the query, you can pass in other parameters like the market and the language in which you want to get the results. Because, of course, we want this app to be global, right? And then there is one more parameter called safe search. That is a signal to say, hey, if you don't want adult intent images, because images could be anything, you want to pass in the value strict, which says filter them out, essentially. And the other part that she read up and saw is modules. And you can give specific modules. You can say, give me visually similar images or products. Or you can give it all and say, hey, give me everything that you find relevant for this image search query. So we're going to try it with all for now, right? And what we do next is just feed in the image into the call, into the post body. And that's pretty much it. We get back the response. We are going to test the response if it is successful or not, because real life, there's always networking problems and other things. And once we see that, yep, the response is OK, we are going to parse it out. So let me show this to you in action. And let's see if we have demo gods with us or stuff starts breaking loose.
OK.
So Brian, if you don't mind, we are going to use an example of a suspension coil, essentially, because it could be any image, right?
And so, I brought an image of it because it's kind of hard to get yourself set up on the desk here to take a good picture. We're going to use this as a proxy of taking a picture of a product that might be in somebody's catalog and seeing what kind of results we can get back there. So I'm going to hold this down here for you, Ansu, and you can...
Yeah, let's see if we can get it in the right light.
See if you can get a nice steady picture of that.
Hopefully, you guys...
I can actually see it on the monitor here, so let me get it up nice and close for you. There we go, get it.
So let's give that
sharp is important.
Action center popping up.
Lovely.
Okay.
Okay, good job.
And then I'm going to send it off to image search endpoint. Good. So let's see these results. It did a couple of things here because I passed all. So it said, hey, what kind of an image is it? Let me try and look. So it says, oh, it's maybe like a coil spring or a shock suspension system. So it gets those. It also found similar products. And on those in the metadata, we can see it finds like prices of them and what stores they are potentially available in. So that's your competitive analysis example. And it also finds things like similar images and where you can find them, potentially. So let me switch back to the code and show you, because I have these refactored into methods, right? But let's look at one example to give you a flavor of how easy it is to parse these out. So this is a JSON payload. And what we are going through is, in the image tags case, we are looking for a node called image tags in it. And then we are looking for simple properties in it. Similarly, for something like visually similar products, same thing. We just look at the node. We go through the array of results. And for each one, we are extracting the name, the thumbnail URL, the destination URL. And we are also gathering insights metadata. So for example, how many shopping sources is this available in? How many offers does it have? What's the potential price count of it and currency and stuff like that? And that's what we feed in. That is pretty much it. So I think we can switch back to the slide. And just to recap a little bit.
There you go.
The things that we went through, right? The first one is the endpoint. So you can call, in this case, we call the image search API. You can call like news. You can call the search API, which has all these different answers. And then you pass in the parameters of it. So that subscription key, you pass it in the header. The parameters that we talked about, you pass them in as URL parameters.
So just to be clear, the constants.search key is something that we're keeping the key in a constants file,
yeah,
and we're pulling that in, right?
Yeah, we want you to get your own key. We don't want to share our key with everyone. So, but it's free, so of course. What can beat free, right? So you should get your own key. And then the response from the post body, we just check it and we get the results. So we looked at an example which was a suspension coil. Could be like an industrial parts company, right? You don't have to stop there. It could be any product. We were playing around with some other products like a digital SLR, or could be shoes, could be kids' toys, could be red dresses. We even like brainstorming whether Brian or I should be wearing a red dress and trying it out.
It was definitely going to be answered.
No, no way. So yeah, you can do it with many different products. So I wanted to ask you guys a question. Now that you saw this code, I wanted to ask, if you were in Jill's position, if you were asked, hey, can you guys create this app that's like doing visual search? How many of you feel like, now that you have this data, you feel like you can do it in like 1 or 2 weeks? Let me Awesome. This is great.
Good set of hands. That's great.
So this was indeed our main call to action, which is showing you guys the code and showing you that it's simple to do. And all of this is real code. Like, this is stuff in action. We are going to show you one more just to show that it's not fake code, because, hey, we can all, of course, write fake code.
We're going to try. I picked up a Channel 9 dude earlier. Hopefully you all got your Channel 9 dudes. He's a big feature back at Microsoft. I'm going to put him down maybe here.
Yeah, let's get
this
some.
This is going to be really rough.
White space around it and see how it does.
Let's see how much we can make this blow up. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not.
Oh, it is not.
Let's put
yeah.
on the monitor
let's
for
try
you.
It
Thank
one
you.
More time.
Keeping us honest. There we go.
Yeah. All right. So here you go. That's the image.
Oh, well, let's see what he makes of that. All right, send it off. See what we get.
It said crosswalk and indoor. I'm going to try it one more time, see how that does. Maybe get it more in the frame.
I think you're getting a lot of the edge of the...
Edge of the uh-huh. table or something. All right, we'll keep it close. Let's see. Okay, yeah, it found some Lego... images.
Lego man, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Got some smiley faces.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, I've seen all sorts come back for objects. That's fantastic. Okay, great. So let me head back here to the PowerPoint for a second.
There's the
and
clicker.
Yeah. Okay, so that was great. Thank you. And the demo gods seem to be with us
smiling
relatively
so
well, smiling on us so far. So we didn't blow up too much. That's great. So the next thing that I want to talk through is I promised you earlier that we'd do a custom search demo. We've seen tremendous interest around custom search out at the Totem, and I'm happy to have you come by and we can demonstrate to you what's going on there. If you could switch that over to me,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, let me.
So, if you go to customsearch.ai today, it will ask you to sign in with your Microsoft account. It's that easy. You'll end up with a page like this. And what I'm going to demonstrate for you is a scenario where, let's pretend that I'm creating, I have a company, it's for travelers who are moving into the area, and I'm going to create the All Things Seattle search engine from scratch here, just to show you how this works. So I'm going to click on New Custom Search. I'm going to give it a name. I'm going to call it All Things Seattle, you could call it whatever you want. And of course, you can create more than one instance. So let's sign in again because it timed out. And we'll try that one more time. The problem with being too prepared, having your pages up. All right, let's do that one more time. All Things Seattle, lovely. Thank you for bearing with me. Now, this is creating a single instance here, but you could actually create multiple instances. You can see there it's starting to create that instance in the background for me. Hopefully that won't take too long. Great, and it's launched into this particular instance. And I'm going to close that there just to make it a little bigger. So the first thing I'd like to do is just explain what's on the screen right now. We have sort of a left-hand section and a right-hand section. The left-hand section is where you do all of your configuring. It's where we're going to add domains, it's where we're going to block domains, and it's where we're going to change the ranking and pin results that we want to do. On the right-hand side, we can actually run queries that take into account everything that we've set up on the left-hand side. So that's great. You don't need to go away to another browser or whatever it is, another tab, and check this out. You can actually try it out in real time, and we've put some tools around it to make it even easier for you. So in this particular case, I want to add some sites now that I think would be that would have interesting information for somebody who is maybe moving to the area. So I'm going to start with seattle.gov because I actually happen to know that they have an events calendar and they have a bunch of other stuff here. Make sure I spell that right. There we go. Let's add that. Okay. So seattle.gov is the only one that's in my instance. And I'd like to draw your attention to the top right here where it says my instance. You can either search on your instance or you can search on Bing and see what would come back in Bing for this query. And we'll do that in a minute for something else. So in my instance, I'm going to type events now. and hit enter, and there we go. There we go. There's the events calendar I was talking to you about. That's great. That's coming out there on the top. And there's a few other things. But on the left-hand side, now that the custom search engine is sort of getting a sense for what it is you wanted to add, in our case, we're creating this nice travel aid. But you know, if you were creating a news vertical, for example, and I put in CNN, we'd start suggesting other sites to you down below. So in this particular case, if it was CNN, we might suggest MSNBC or Fox, these other places to you. In my case, I put in seattle.gov, so I'm going to learn about the Seattle pipeline. I can click on the plus and add that. Seattle About, that's probably a good one. Let's do Seattle Center. Let's do visitseattle.org. That's great. Oh, and Seattle Mag. Yeah, that's great. Now, so now I've added all of those, and I can see them in my list here. I also have the ability, using these ranking arrows that I'm mousing over right now, to boost the ranking if I want to. I could, for example, this is not the ranking order that they will appear in, but I can actually tell it, you know, I would like to boost this one, or I would like to demote this one and show it less because I don't like the results there. So that's great. So now I'm going to go ahead and type in another query here just to see how we're doing. And I'm going to do best coffee.
So you're expecting Starbucks or something to come back?
Maybe Starbucks, but it looks like we've got an actual a local guide. That's pretty good.
That's good. Yeah.
We've got Seattle Coffee Best Cafes and Roasters. That's pretty good. But I actually know of a coffee shop that I really like myself. So I'm going to go over to Bing, and I'm going to type in Storyville Roasters. They're somewhere in Seattle. Did I get that right? Storyville Coffee, there it is. Yeah, that one. I'm going to add this particular site to that. I'm going to add the whole site for them. They're down in the pike area. You can go try them out. And then go back to my search engine. And for the search best coffee, I want to boost that up. I want to give those guys a good option here, because it's not coming up right now. But if I put in Storyville, hopefully the indexing is caught up behind in real time for, there we go, Storyville. So I want to pin that to the top for that query, and I also want to pin it to the top. You can see my pin tab over here. I also want to pin it to the top for best coffee. Let's do that. Great. There it is down there. So let's pin that to the top for that query. Fabulous. So now you can see for the best coffee query, I'm pinning Storyville. And when I actually do the best coffee query now, that should actually rank to the top. And it does. Great. Nice. So this gives me a lot of capability to add in the sites that I want to, block competitors, and potentially, if I was doing, for example, some kind of marketing campaign where I wanted a specific piece of content within my site to show up for a particular query, I could do that. And I can do it for a whole list and range of queries, which is fantastic. So what does it all end up looking like in the end? So this is great that I configured this and I can set it up and I can look at my various options in the site here, but I actually want to make use of this, put it on my own website. So let's take a look and see what that would look like. So if I click on this link here up by the total, up at that title, it'll load the custom endpoint, and it's showing you my keys there, and it's showing you the HTML endpoint and API endpoint that I would call. So here's an example, a curl call that I could call to do this, but it's also showing you what we put in the header and what RESTful call you would actually make to be able to instantiate that in your own search box. Fabulous. So I took that and I added that to a specific site that I created, All Things Seattle. And sure enough, I plugged that in from an instance that I created, actually the same key. And now if I type in best coffee over here, there we go, Storyville Coffee, the best coffee in Seattle. Nice. We'll see if they call us up and thank us for the promo. Okay, that's great. So the two things that I just want to go back and highlight here really quickly is that you have your active list. We will make other suggestions based on Bing's relevance for you. We have the ability to block sites. And so if there was another coffee shop I didn't want to appear across all of the other domains that I've added, I could add it there. And I can pin specific results to the top or boost the ranking of certain websites. So that's great. So thank you. Try it out yourselves at customsearch.ai.
So
I
think now we'll go back to there.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we can.
Great. Okay, so at this point, I wanted to talk a little bit about our partners. Many of you we work closely with. We have many partners across the board, some really huge ones, many of which you've heard of. And we're really delighted to have with us today Trevor McFarland from AOL, who's the VP of engineering there. And he's offered to come along and give us some of his insights on how AOL is using using a thing today. And I think they're, let's make sure that the mic gets up there for you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. And then we'll have an opportunity after this. We'll talk about a couple of things, and we'll have an opportunity for a Q&A session. Thank you.
Working?
Yeah, excellent. So I am with AOL. AOL became a partner of Bing in 2016. And with it, we took on pretty much every API that Brian just went over, save custom search, because it's brand new. We were fans of the feature set and the richness. It's not just static web search results. It's deep, tons of extensions, tons of other annotations sort of mentioning. So sort of that richness, you're getting a full, almost Bing-like experience in the result set that you can get integrate into your sort of experience, whatever it is, right? We have apps, we have websites, all type of things supporting all of AOL's brands. The relevance is on par exactly the same as Bing. So a query you find on Bing, you'll find the same query in your own experience. So there's not a parity gap in there. You're getting exactly what you're going to see and that, you know, the Bing team is working on their own for their own users. Performance is obviously key to everybody, you know, embracing that. We have deployment globally, so we have users and products globally that we needed that access points and touch points to be able to utilize everywhere, and the API suite was able to give it to us. The JSON, which from our previous system was, you know, we switched from XML to JSON, it was almost just seamless for the developers to pick up. Explaining itself, the code. So we made a atomic switch, which, you know, if you're sitting there thinking, hey, we want to take this on, how would we switch? You have something in place. We took all of our products and turned them on in the span of an hour, a few hours overnight, which is not something I'd ever want to do again. But it shows it was easy and scale worked, system worked, performance worked out of the gate with a true cold start problem. You know, no cold start problem. We turned on. And we were hammering it with volume within the first hour. And the partnership to date is awesome, too, as you get to push feedback. You know, hey, we think this. What about this feature? And it may not be on what they saw on Bing.com, but something you may see in your use case of how to push that in. And also to get insight on the versioning of the change, as Brian mentioned in the Learning V7 announced today. You know, I think we started off on V4. We transitioned to V5 by the time we launched, out of V6, and then going on, and just being able to pick up those improvements and also share and collaborate to get that put into the system has been invaluable. And now I don't, you know, we're using all services. I imagine we'll hopefully be using custom search. We have some use cases that we utilize sort of our own flavor of that today that what Brian just pitched is perfect for us as a solution. So, you know, big fans of Bing APIs. Look forward to getting richer and more powerful APIs. Yeah, any questions?
Okay, great.
Nope.
Great, thanks very much, Trevor. Great, so thanks very much, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
If you could turn me back on again, that would be great. Thank you very much. Fabulous. So As we said, we do this work for all of you. You're our customers, our partners. We work closely with many of you. We loved hearing from all of you outside in the Totem, so come by and talk to us about what you're doing. We're going to get to a Q&A session in a moment, but I wanted to just, our call to action is it's your turn. Check us out on the web, get your own free Cree. You saw how easy it was, and try out the APIs. Put that key to work. So I'd like to move into a Q&A session. I have a couple of other slides just about other sessions that are coming up and how to find us here in the Totem, but we wanted to give you an opportunity to ask questions in case you have any. It's one of the benefits of coming to Build is that you can talk to us and ask questions, and if you do, I'd like to ask you to, if you could walk out to the mics there in the aisle, because then the recording will pick you up. My audio guy is really happy I said that.
Yeah, hi. Awesome Hello. Presentation. I'm not an engineer. And
thank you. Well, fantastic. I love that we have developers here. I love that we have non. Do you want to introduce yourself if you feel comfortable?
My name's Steve. I'm a product manager at LinkedIn.
Fantastic.
And really interesting stuff you guys had. I thought it was pretty easily accessible. I was even following along with the console a bit, trying some of the things out. Parsing a bit of the JSON.
Oh, fantastic, great.
The new search API is interesting. Could you say a bit more about the entities that you're extracting and what you guys are doing there today and maybe where you might head with that in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to take some of this, and if I'm saying anything, please jump in.
Yeah.
So, wow, what a world of knowledge and data that exists out there. I mean, we crawl pretty much everything that's publicly accessible to us. In answer to your question, when I think about things like the images and the videos, we have a plethora of metadata there. For example, on images, you might want to filter by, I'm going to talk about this in terms of filtering because I think that's how our metadata.
I think I'm specifically interested in the new search API.
In the new search API. Oh, okay, sure. So in the new search, we're bringing back titles, we're bringing back snippets, we're bringing back URLs if it's cached, how recently the news item came about, which is really important because you might want to filter, it's like, just show me the latest day's news or that on a particular topic. And we also have trending topics in the news as well. So we're providing a very easy endpoint that we didn't highlight here, but you can call to just see what's important in the news right now without any query passed in. Or you can pass in a specific query and bring back additional data there. We also provide things like copyright attribution and all of that stuff just to keep you legal when you're displaying all of that stuff.
And that I could all see when I was trying out a few queries. I think the piece that I'm interested in is when you guys are extracting entities from those articles and you're saying this article is about this or mentions this.
I see.
Could you say a bit more about what you're doing and where you might go with that capability of the new search API?
Sure, absolutely.
So news, what it is about.
Yes,
and stuff
so
like that.
So we do absolutely look at the content that we crawl with regard to its intent. We've even created some other APIs within Cognitive Services that allow you to play on that sort of intent engine yourself. Try out Lewis. We haven't exposed the entities that are being picked up in that just yet, but we're actually working on something that I can't talk about yet, but that will be coming to a little bit later in the year. So look out for what we start doing with some knowledge pieces a little bit later in
cool.
the year.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And to add to a little bit of what Brian said, all of these, when we want to do it at scale, we want to get it right. So some of this is about try in specific targeted scenarios, mm-hmm. see how they work. Because we use the same platform and the same technology as Bing.com, right? So we have the information. It's about when we go to many, many partners, they have their own needs and their own kind of scenarios. Mm-hmm. So how do we do it well for them?
Yep.
So that's really the relevance and the precision we want to get before we expand it out.
Right.
Like the custom search one that we displayed today and we are announcing today, we have the technology for a while. We were like making sure it scales out and it works really well. before announcing it.
That's right. Yeah. And it's great to hear your feedback and interest around the news area. We'll take that back and to heart, because we've been exposing a ton of associated metadata around things like images and video to date, because we've had people they have a desire around scenarios, for example, change the color of the accent color of the image, or looking at the license type of the image and like is it public domain, and making that available. So we've been focusing there, but it's great to hear your feedback on news.
Thanks.
As well. Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Hi.
Please feel free to introduce yourself as well if
sure.
you like.
I'm Shane Sullivan. I'm with Auto Trader Canada.
Great.
And we use some of your products already. For example, we use cognitive services for images, and so when users sell their car, we make sure it's actually a car, so we don't have to moderate them, things
oh,
like
fantastic.
That. And that works great. It's awesome. What I'm interested in is we also have copyrights for hundreds and thousands and millions of photos that our staff takes. And
yes.
Could we use your image search to find those being reused on the web?
So just to repeat your question, can you use the copyright information to find the
I have photos. I want to find them and see if they're being reused.
I don't think we support the search on the... Now, if the copyright appears on a page, absolutely, that will come back in the search.
But like, say, an EXIF data or something.
But we're not specifically searching on that attribute that's coming out as part of the set of results. But it's an interesting one. So I would say the answer to your question is partially. If it's on the page, absolutely, we'll pick it up. And that's usually where we pick it up, and you can search on that. But if it's something that we kind of just we know the attribution because of the site it's on, and we did some inferring and we tied that back together so that you could have the attribution meta tag when it comes back, then it probably wouldn't be a searchable one.
Okay.
But that's a great feature ask.
Yeah, it'd be really helpful. Back. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Nathan Cole with Cafe Press.
Hey, Nathan. I remember talking to you yesterday.
Yes,
you're
indeed.
Welcome.
I'm getting ready to swing back by and talk with you more. Is there any kind of combination between these services, for example, the image search with custom search, something like that, where you can kind of combine both of those concepts?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, our and maybe I didn't make it clear, but in our custom search, you can absolutely return web results or image results. So that you can hone that down to a specific set of domains. Absolutely.
So to drill down a little bit into the question, Nathan, you asked, you can take results from multiple services and connect them. The example we looked at as an example of web search, right? You can start there. Many search-like scenarios do, which is the user is just doing a query. They are not declaring their intent. Try that. It gives you the relevant set of answers. Now you say, user interaction model, user says, I want something, whatever that thing is, like news articles or images or something, right? Now you can call the subsequent second API and drill down even further and say, give me more. So the vision one that the other gentleman mentioned, you could do things like you can take an image, do OCR. One of the cognitive services, the Vision API, allows you to do OCR. You can detect the text. And now you can query with the text and say, hey, what are the relevant results I can get? The underlying principle of all of this is we are building these capabilities as foundational blocks that you can connect for your scenarios in interesting ways. That's where we believe the power comes from. It's not like we can imagine the scenarios and we can do like solutions that are gonna be perfect for you. It's about giving you, the app developers, the capability to connect these together. So that's the big value out of it, yeah.
Great. Any more questions? You guys are going easy on us today. All right, no more questions, fantastic. I've got a couple of other slides just to mention for you.
Let me switch you one second.
If you...
No,
I think we're in the right place.
One. Yeah, go ahead.
We're in the right place, thank you. Some related sessions at Build, as we think about Bing APIs and some other associated APIs, there were some that have happened already. Why am I showing those to you? Because they're recorded, so go back and check them. So I wanted to log them here. But check out the location intelligence with Bing Maps. Johannes, he's got a great presentation set up for that in 6C, and that's a little bit later. And tomorrow we have a tech talk about Q&A Maker, which is really handy if you're trying to do question and answers sessions related to information that you want your users to know. So try that out. Also, come and visit us at the Totem. We're pretty easy to find. We're right there in the middle next to the Information Center. I'd be delighted to talk to you one-on-one in person if you didn't want to come up to the mic and ask a question today, if you think of something later. Also, come by and we can do some of our demos in person for you, or if you have specific questions about, for example, custom search or V7, we'd be delighted to talk to you. That's why we're here, to meet all of you. Finally, if you would, fill out the evaluation form. We get graded on a scale, so you know, please fill that out if you enjoyed it. If you didn't enjoy it, my name is, no, I'm kidding. No, please do fill it out, because if you've got feedback for us, we want to hear it.
Both good and bad, of course, yeah.
That'd be great. And finally, thank you. Thank you all very much for joining us. It's been really great. We've enjoyed it.
Thanks.